Well, we have Sue Redd on the line. It's spilling the coffee. No, that's enough. That's enough. Yes. Right. Okay.
And put some milk on it.
Oh, my.
Here's the rub.
Hello, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You knew about this then, presumably.
Well, I'm hearing all about it right on now.
Right, okay.
Sue Rudd is a nutritionist and she's the co-author of Eat to Live. And you're going to talk to us about how to get more
phytoestrogens into our
diet. Lives, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Pouring the milk on.
I mean, I've always heard this is particularly important for women of a certain age because soya sort of adds things that are...
Estrogens that
nature is beginning to take away, is that right?
Well, it's actually important for both men, women and children because these natural phytoestrogens that we find broadly in all plant foods, but especially in soya and also in linseeds, can protect men against prostate cancer and both men and women against heart disease and osteoporosis. So it's actually good for all of us.
So this is going to protect me against prostate.
Well, in fact, yeah, they've done a big study in the United States looking at Caucasian men, and they found that the guys who consumed one glass of soy milk per day had a 30% reduced risk of prostate cancer.
Sue, I'm just going to stop you. We've got a problem on the line. We can hear somebody else coming.
I think we've got a cross line. I think what it is it's the producers at your end are still. Oh, hang on.
That's better.
Yeah.
They've gone.
I think they've worked out. They were live on air.
Mm. Yeah. But Jules, I was just saying that the men who consumed one glass of soy milk per day were found to have a 30% reduced risk of prostate cancer, which
really?
Is huge. But
what,
of course,
what is it about soy that does this? Then?
Well, I was just going to say, but you know what? If you consume two glasses per day, they had a 70% reduced risk of prostate cancer.
Okay.
And what it is inside soy in particular are these natural protectants. We call them phytoestrogens. They're not exactly the same as estrogen, the hormone that you find both in men and women, but they have some similar properties and also some different properties. And we've known now for some time that people in Asian countries, such as Japanese men, have much, much lower rates of prostate cancer. And we think these help to guard the prostate because they do get concentrated in the prostate gland and protect it.
So what is it in the Japanese diet that, I'm not aware that the Japanese diet is particularly big on soy, or is it?
It is, in fact, all the Asian diets, whether you're from China or Japan or even Korea, they consume these very protective foods on a regular basis. So they will have different types of soya foods. I mean, some will have the soya milk, some will have soya sprouts, and of course there's tofu.
Soya sprouts.
That sounds
there's
horrible.
A whole range. Oh. Well, actually, because they're quite delicious because you add them through a stir fry and they add a bit of crunch.
Oh, I see. So
what I want to know is,
before I was a bit, soya milk, I thought, for goodness sake, but it's quite creamy. It's all
it's
right, isn't
not
it?
It's not quite the same as milk, is it? It's
no.
Got a, as long as you don't try to think that it's milk, I think. It
well, exactly
helps.
Right. And I think that the issue
is... sweet.
Well,
is that a sweetened one we've given you?
Well, I think it might have just a touch of sugar added, but in fact the plain ones have very little sugar at all. But I think the most important thing for people who are choosing soy milks is to get one that they like, that tastes good. And I notice you've got... one that we have back in Australia, and that's so good, and that one actually does taste really good. And the problem in the past has been that people haven't liked soy because it didn't taste any good. But today you've got so many products to choose from, and you can get ones that are good for you and taste good.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this, Sue, because I've been eating soya for some while now.
Does the whole soya milk. She makes her own soya cakes
The much maligned tofu sometimes, but mm-hmm. I think it needs a bit of help, that, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's quite bland, but if you add things to it, that's what tofu's all about. It sucks up flavours. It soaks up, ginger, chilli, honey, whatever flavour you add, it just makes it wonderful.
And I have developed such a taste for soya milk now that it's put me off ordinary milk.
Mm. Well,
do you
have
it in tea then now?
No, I don't have it in tea, but I always have it on cereal. I don't have ordinary milk on
Well, this
cereal.
Is one of the easiest ways to actually have it on cereal because you have it every day. And Brits eat so much breakfast cereal that that's probably the way to go, really. You don't have to think about including it. You just do it naturally.
But one of the things that concerns me, and I can absolutely appreciate what's good about the soya milk, but is it giving you as much calcium as having cow's milk?
Very good question. I think this is where people need to look on the packet, on the packaging, and look at the contents. Now, some soy milks are not fortified in calcium, but I think the one that you've got there, and certainly the one I had for breakfast, and I'm just looking at a packet here, absolutely does contain as much calcium, if not more.
So as the man says, it says what it says on the tin. So if you have a look...
Some have got added calcium.
Look
think,
for added calcium, look for added vitamin B12 and added riboflavin, because not only do you want to get the goodness and the health benefits of soy, but you also want to make sure you've got the nutrients that you would have otherwise had in dairy.
Actually, as a nutritionist, can I just ask you, because you mentioned riboflavin there, mm-hmm. and that's something that cereal manufacturers ram down our throats quite a lot, isn't it? I mean, how much stuff is in it? I mean, you hear the old adage that, well, in actual fact, if you had the packaging, it'd probably do you as much good. cereals, are they, do they have what they say they have? You know, or the third of your daily intake of this, that and the other?
Well, I think the most important thing when you're choosing breakfast cereals is to look for the ones that are made with the whole grain or minimally processed as possible. They're going to be the highest in fibre, but also then they will have the highest levels of these protectants, the phytoestrogens. Now, what often happens, sadly, and especially for kids' cereals, is that they'll give them a refined cereal, add a ton of sugar, and sprinkle on a few vitamins and minerals and promote it as a health food. And
yes,
that's hardly
right.
A health food at all. You're really wanting a grainy sort of cereal, and you want to have it with something like a soy milk, because that's going to be the best breakfast. And, of course, topped with some lovely fruits like berries, which I had this morning.
So it's the grainy stuff, which you've got to convince the... I mean, these are the things that they don't really want, do they?
Well, excellent. Yeah, but you know what? The cereals today that are quite grainy actually taste good too, and excellent for your bowels, particularly for young kids, and so many kids are constipated.
I can just imagine, you know, dairy farmers up and down North Yorkshire going, not another blow to our industry. How firm is the proof that this soya milk is... I mean, you're saying it's better for you than cow's milk. It will protect men from prostate cancer. Mm. It will give women, well, some degree of extra oestrogen to help them through the menopause.
Yes, but there's many, many other studies which we review in our book, Eat to Live. And just to give you an example, for women who are going through the menopause, other than just some of those immediate symptoms that they might be struggling with, such as hot flushes, we now have a two-year study looking at what happens to their bones. And of course, everyone's heard that calcium is important for bones, but really that's not the full picture. What this study found is that the women who took two glasses of soy milk, naturally rich in these phytoestrogens, actually were able to preserve their bone after the 2 years. They did not lose bone mass, which is really important, because what would happen is that naturally you would lose bone, and you'd lose 5%, 7% of your bone within that period of time, which is really critical. Especially today, when so many women are opting not to take HRT, you know, for various and obvious reasons that we've heard so much about in the media. So there is so much evidence now coming through that these kind of foods can help to protect your heart, lower your cholesterol, lower your blood pressure. They're probably excellent for your bones to help prevent osteoporosis.
But cow's milk is excellent for preventing osteoporosis, isn't it?
Well, there's no proof of that, actually. And interestingly enough, the countries that have the highest intakes of calcium also, and dairy products, have the highest rates of osteoporosis. So while we think calcium is very important for bone and you still need to get enough, there are lots of other nutritional factors that influence how the calcium is preserved or maintained inside your skeleton, inside your bone. And we know that one of these is definitely phytoestrogens. Other important things, obviously, are getting enough exercise that helps to build bone. Smoking's a disaster for bone. It really promotes osteoporosis. But even green leafy vegetables are very protective, as, of course, is vitamin D and vitamin K.
Okay, so soya milk, one way you can do it. Soya flour, I've tried using it. It's okay, isn't it? It's all right. You can get that fairly
absolutely
easily.
Yep, and soya flour is another rich source of these natural protectants. But, of course, you wouldn't use 100% soya flour if you're baking, because it doesn't contain any gluten. So you add a small amount. Do you know what I mean? You add perhaps a quarter of a cup to every cup full of flour to boost the content of these protectants, and also, you know, not to alter too much the flavour characteristics.
And if you're going to go down the poor old tofu, I mean, it is much maligned, isn't it? Because it's got that sort of, you know, open-toed, knit-your-own-brown-rice, open-toed sandal
mung
feel
beans
about
and,
it.
That's right. But, you know, I've had so many friends who previously had never tried tofu. Once I introduced tofu to them in a way that it was marinated or had other flavours added, they've all started eating it. They've said, this actually tastes good. But, you know, so the trick is you've got to do something with tofu, because it is a bland product, but it so much absorbs flavours and you can, you know, jazz it up.
Okay, and what did you think then of the soya milk?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't finished your bowl of cereal.
Well, because you can't so while you're talking.
I'm a bit soggy now.
Well, do you know what, Jules and Julie? I've just heard a very interesting statistic in the UK, and apparently they've done some studies and they found that 1 in 4 people now prefer the taste of this soy milk to dairy milk, and that really blew me away.
It's sweeter than I'm used to, but
If you had the choice,
no bad thing. Well, I would not turn my nose up at this, and I thought I would.
And it's been sitting in our fridge. I mean, there's been soy milk in our fridge for quite some time now, and you've always been sniffy about it. Mm. Are you now prepared to concede that you were wrong?
I might give it a go.
No, for you to admit it be wrong would be a bridge too far, possibly. But he has nearly finished the bowl now, so it can't be too
exciting.
Bad.
Oh, that's exciting.
No. I can... I'm very hungry. So that's what it is. I can live with that.
While we're talking about soy, I mean, this is one of the most protective foods, but we mustn't forget other protective foods as well. Of course, there are other seeds, especially linseeds, but fruits and vegetables and all the many, many coloured vegetables are really important, and also nuts. Extremely protective for the heart against heart attacks.
Now, linseeds. I've tried to do linseeds as well, but they get stuck in your teeth.
Well, an easy way to overcome that is that you can actually grind them, but you do need like a good coffee grinder because they are rather tough little seeds. You can grind them and then you just sprinkle on a spoon, say on your cereal, or you can add a spoon into your yogurt, which makes it very nice. Or add it even to flour. You know, if you're baking, you're making muffins or you're making bread, you can add a spoonful in.
And if you've got any oil left over, you can do the batter at the same time.
I was going to say, it's got slightly industrial connotation. Isn't it, with it, linseed oil?
It does. We used to put it on cricket bats in Australia.
That's right. Yes, but Australians tend to use them a bit better. Any other nuts? Because, I love cashew nuts, but they're way too fattening, aren't they?
All nuts are fantastic, whether they're cashews or almonds or Brazil or even macadamia nuts. Which of course,
now, they are nice.
From Australia, but, of course, were commercialised in Hawaii. All nuts are fantastic, and nut pastes or nut butters, good old peanut butter, which, of course, was invented to replace dairy butter.
But
surprise,
not the sugary
surprise.
Ones, presumably. You've got to be careful what you get in there as well, haven't you?
The best ones probably are the ones that you get that just contain the pure nuts. So without added sugar and or oil. But all of these different nuts have now been shown to help lower your cholesterol. You know, in fact, there are 16 studies showing this, and many big population-based studies show that people who consume nuts 4 to 5 times per week actually have about a 50% lower risk of dying from a heart attack. So these are good foods.
All right, so as you're sitting in the boozer drinking your 14th pint of it, give me a 5-packet of dry roasted. There we are. No, I'm only joking. All right, then. Well, that's good.
Indeed.
Good advice, Sue. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'll go back to my cereal.
Yes, I think you're going to finish off. Read more about it in Eat to Live. Thank you for joining us, Sue.
Thank you.
It's 10 to 11.
Thank you very much, Sue.